We're talking about public transportation across Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So we're looking at the gaps in our state's transportation system that affect people who are unable to drive, who can't afford to drive, or maybe who desire an alternative to driving. And we're having this conversation at a time when WPR is doing this deep dive into high-speed rail with our new podcast called Derailed. What questions do you have about public transportation in our state? What do you want to know? Are you a public transit rider? Do you ever take a bus or rail service to your job or school? How do you use public transit? We're at 800-642-1234. Cassie Steiner is a campaign coordinator for the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club. Cassie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
And Lisa Jones is lead organizer for Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. They're known as MICA. Lisa, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with you, Lisa. For people outside Milwaukee or for people who don't use public transportation, can you help us understand the options available to Milwaukee residents?
Well, currently, of course, driving is always an option for those who are privileged to have cars and to be able to afford to drive them. There are also two bus options that are available in Milwaukee County. Unfortunately, they're not fully funded, and over the years, there's been divestment over the last 25 years in public transportation. So that has limited people being able to get to jobs. And currently in Milwaukee, in some zip codes, we have some zip codes that have 20% to 43% of people that do not own cars. So that gets to be a very big concern as to the public transportation for people to get to and from work and to doctor's appointments, to seniors, to the disabled. So it's a very big concern here in Milwaukee.
Cassie, how are the public transit options different in cities like, say, Wausau or La Crosse? How are they compared with bigger cities like the Milwaukee, like the Madison?
I think a couple notable differences is that Milwaukee has a countywide transit system, and then Madison partners with a lot of communities. Recently, a partnership with Sun Prairie started, but existing relationships with Fitchburg and Verona. So we're seeing bigger systems go beyond city limits, whereas smaller transit systems, with a couple more rural examples, not crossing city lines quite as much.
And when you don't cross city lines or when you don't cross county lines, what happens?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people struggling to get to where they need. A lot of growth is happening outside of city centers or in more small community areas outside of the hubs of our small cities like Eau Claire and La Crosse. And so we're seeing big job hubs not being connected to the base of workers, and that's a big gap for people who are trying to get to work.
So are there cities in Wisconsin with no public transit options that have enough demand or need to support those services?
Yeah, most counties in Wisconsin have some form of paratransit or specialized transportation, but that is specific for people with disabilities or the elderly. And so if you are a young person or you're in a rural area and your car breaks down, you have to depend on your neighbors to get you where you need to go. And if they're busy, if they also have a job, that's a real challenge and a real barrier. And I think something that's really stood out for me as I do this work is that some of the more rural transit systems are so excited to expand. When we look at Bayfield and Ashland's transit system that covers multiple counties and is serving a really rural population, there's great appetite there for expansion. And so we're seeing both our urban and rural areas really request strengthening our public transportation systems.
You know, we've heard people say they use transit to get to work or school or the grocery store. Where is the greatest need for transit to help people connect with where they need to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think wherever anyone with a car might want to go is where the need is. And so, you know, we talk about jobs and we talk about healthcare because that's a matter of quality of life and livelihood. But being able to get to the movie theaters and have a social connection, as Wisconsin ages, we're seeing seniors cut off from social opportunities. And so I think there's an all around need to connect people to other people and to opportunities. And
we're talking about public transportation with two advocates, Cassie Steiner there from the Sierra Club and Lisa Jones from the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. It's known as MICA. You can join in. How do you feel about public transportation that's going on in your community? Are there enough options for you? Would you support more bus lines or more frequent buses or other service expansions? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa, in Milwaukee, why do people typically use public transit rather than driving or walking, perhaps?
Well, there are a number of different reasons. You may have people who are environmentally conscious. That may be one option. Or people who just don't want to drive at all. But one of the biggest reasons that we're seeing in Milwaukee is because people just don't have the financial means to be able to purchase a car, to be able to put gas in a car, to have insurance. Those are all things that when you have more money, you're able to do those things. And then also, too, if you are disabled and you don't have the physical means to be able to drive, you may need to be able to rely solely on public transportation to get you to and from work or to and from your health appointment.
You approach, Lisa, public transportation from a racial justice perspective. Can you explain a little bit about where you're coming from on this?
Well, when we're talking about where money goes and how it can benefit people the most, we currently, a lot of what has been happening is the monies have been going into roads. And, of course, we do need roads. We do need highways. But is that the best mode of transportation for people to be able to get around in their local communities? What if we had options that were like rail systems where people didn't have to get in their cars and go from one place to the other? What we also forget about is that people who live in larger metropolitan areas, because there are more cars on the road, they're actually breathing, you know, more pollution that comes from cars versus some other areas. And when you have populations like Milwaukee that is primarily black and brown, 63% of the population, that becomes a racial justice issue, just even the air quality. These are things that people just really don't think about, and it's time that we really need to start thinking about how are we doing our transportation that is equitable so that everybody can be able to get to and from wherever they need to go.
Let's bring in Carol now, joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Carol.
Good morning. My comment is that I think public transportation can never get anywhere or has a very hard time getting anywhere as far as good, really good public transportation, because there are many business interests, especially car companies, which would really be in big trouble if we would get good public transportation. I've been taking the bus for 50 years, and so far there has not been any improvement. So I think it's one of those very difficult, like health care. It's hard to get Medicare for all because it's against very big, huge interests.
So, Carol, you've been taking the bus for a half century in Milwaukee, and you say there's been little change in how bus service has been over those decades.
It has gotten worse under Walker. It got worse. He thought everybody should have a car. He said that one time. Yes, it has gotten worse, but as far as getting better in Milwaukee, it really hasn't. For 50 years, it's actually worse, and it was bad when I started. So,
Lisa, is Carol's sentiment there? Do you hear echoes of that as you look at this issue?
Definitely. Definitely echoes of that. But the divestment of in transportation in Milwaukee has been really drastic, I agree, over the Walker era. Just look at how much, even when he was county executive, we used to have freeway flyers. We used to have more freeway flyers that would make it easier for people to get from one side of town to the other.
And explain what freeway flyers are.
Well, I remember years ago, and I actually took the freeway flyer. There used to be one that used to go down Fond du Lac Avenue, and Fond du Lac Avenue is like a key angle street in the Milwaukee area on the northwest side of Milwaukee. And you would be able to take that freeway flyer and be able to get easily from one side of town, nearly downtown, to the side in a very short period of time. Well, due to funding cuts and things like that, divestment, that freeway flyer was gone. And so, you know, that changes the way people have to take the bus. And so instead of taking maybe one bus that could get you quickly to and from your job or wherever you need to go, then you may be talking about two or three buses. And when you're talking about that, we don't think about the quality of life issues. So if you're talking about a single mom who is trying to, let's say, get to parent-teacher conferences, and it takes her an additional hour to get from to and from, and then she's got to go to her child's school, it becomes a really big quality of life issue when those buses get cut.
We're talking about the future of public transportation in Wisconsin and the reality on the ground in our communities right now. Lisa Jones, who is talking there, is with MICA, the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. We're also talking with Cassie Steiner on this issue. She's a campaign coordinator for the Sierra Club. You can join in. What questions or insights do you have about public transit in our state? How do you feel about high-speed rail? Should lawmakers revisit this issue or move on? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll get back to this in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR News has a new podcast. It's called Derailed. Episode 5 is out tomorrow. It's a deep dive into how high-speed rail almost came to our state and the politics behind it. You can find Derailed wherever you get your podcasts and at WPR.org. So right now, we're exploring public transportation across Wisconsin with your questions, your stories. What are you encountering out there? 800-642-1234. Sierra Club's Cassie Steiner stays with us, and Lisa Jones, the organizer for Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, or MICA, she's here too. Let's go back to the phones now. Joyce is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Joyce.
Hi there. My comment and question is, you know, I was at the Milwaukee County budget hearing last night, and 2.5 hours of testimony, 80% of the people talked about the need for bus transportation and restoring the cuts that we've had in our own bus system here. But we have to follow the money. In Milwaukee County, we can't even raise the sales tax that might be possible to fund more transit without going to the state. And it's been a problem. The state has been cutting transportation funds for transit. 80% of the monies, and it was said earlier, goes to roads and construction, 20% to transit, and we've seen cuts of 20% over the last few years. What can we do as communities across Wisconsin to address the state in terms of our needs and get some kind of progress in terms of getting adequate funding for transit, including a dedicated fund that many states around the country have?
Joyce, thanks for the call. As you follow the money there and go to the hearings, you know, Milwaukee County, Cassie, has been considering this budget proposal that would reduce some bus services. What do you see there?
I'll let Lisa talk a little bit about the local impacts of what's playing out in the local government there. But when I look at this, I think Joyce is absolutely right that we're seeing this divestment at the state level in transit, and this has been happening for a decade. This past state budget, we saw our first public transportation increase, and it wasn't enough to make up for the cuts that happened around 2010, and it wasn't enough to keep up with 1 year of inflation. And so even though we saw an increase for the first time in a decade this past budget, we're still losing money out of our transit systems. And so the cuts we're seeing in Milwaukee, the unpopular wheel tax that Madison is considering, Eau Claire and the bus system in Bayfield not being able to expand even though they want to. These are all examples of how local governments are faced with a really difficult choice when it comes to public transportation, and there are so many legal barriers from the state and what they can do to leverage funds to pay for this, even if they really want it and the community needs it. And I think what we're seeing play out is this decade's of trend divestment.
Lisa, how would Milwaukee be affected by fewer bus lines and the proposals that are on the table right now?
Well, really, people can't get to their jobs. I mean, that's really the bottom line to that. You're asking people to take additional buses. And in some cases, you know, when we're talking about where the buses go, some buses have already been cut, like the job lines that they were going out to Waukesha and to New Berlin that were getting people to those types of jobs in the Waukesha County area. Those bus lines have been cut because of funding concerns, and so the people who are getting those jobs have to find alternative ways. I mean, what are they gonna do, Uber? I mean, that is not a viable option if we want to talk about creating beloved community and having people be able to contribute, to be taxpayers. We really have to think about how we are funding this, and also to think about the kind of relationships that really need to happen with our sister counties so that people really can be getting to and from the job. So if someone lives in Milwaukee, but we know that in the New Berlin area, in the Waukesha County area, that there are a number of jobs out there, how do people in Milwaukee in 53226 get to those jobs if they're in a high zip code that doesn't have cars, but yet they are qualified workers to be able to work in Waukesha? So we really have to think about that and start really investing into regional transit and really coming up with some real solutions, maybe public-private partnerships, maybe business partnerships. There's all kinds of things that I think that we can do that we just have to start doing some bigger dreaming.
We're talking public transportation with two advocates, Lisa Jones there from MICA, the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, Cassie Steiner here from the Sierra Club, and you. Let's go back to the phones now. Robert in Greenville with thoughts on public transit. Hi, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What is on your mind?
Well, I listen on this radio every day. And a great topic that you got going on. Like I said, I live in the Fox Valley area, which is Greenville, just outside of Appleton, and we have Valley Transit up here. And I have actually talked to a few of the bus drivers that actually run the buses, and the problem is their works, they are so limited in hours that they can work, and having quality drivers to do the job, they have to streamline their route to accommodate the, you know, main areas. So a lot of your urban towns like Greenville don't get even touched very much because they don't have any qualified drivers to do the job.
Robert, thanks. Cassie, is there a driver shortage?
Some transit systems are facing challenges in drivers. I think it's as much being able to pay for routes and pay competitive salaries as it is anything else. And we know that it's consistent job for workers, for drivers. It's much more reliable than, you know, what a lot of people might compare Uber and Lyft. You have more consistent hours, you have more worker protections, and so there are a lot of benefits for bus drivers, but that competitive salary can only keep up as long as funding into our transit systems keeps up.
So a year ago, the Sierra Club and other groups put together the study on public transportation. You found barriers with transit systems all over the state. You talked with people all over the state. Can you give us an example of how what you're seeing on the ground in areas, how that affects transit users and where we go from here?
Yeah, I think we've talked a lot about the way that lacking transportation can impact us, whether it's not being able to maintain a job that you had because you can't get there reliably or not accessing healthcare when you need it. I think something that really stood out to me this past year, we had a Transit Week of Action and we're interviewing riders across the state. And I keep mentioning the BART system in Bayfield and Ashland because I was so startled by how positively people there thought about their transit system. We met a young woman who lived in one small town and took the bus regularly to get to Walmart, to get to her job, to go to the doctor. She said her favorite thing is riding the bus during the day to meet tourists that are in the area over the summer, and how that's such a lifeline for an area that is so dependent on our tourist economy and really struggles through the winter months. And I think that's one example of it really filling a gap. And I think thinking about where we go from here is looking at how we can invest in our transportation systems, how we can set up legislation that allows communities to invest in this in the way that makes sense for them, in a way that meets people's needs. So regional transportation authorities being one example. And I do have hope because transit systems that are invested in are seeing increased riderships, and we need to see that across the state.
Cassie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Lisa, thank you for joining us as well.
All right, thank you.
Cassie Steiner is a campaign coordinator for the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club. Lisa Jones is a community organizer with Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. And they talked about the state of public transportation in Wisconsin, where they think the greatest needs are. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.